From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Somewhere around 150,000 people are expected to arrive in Las Vegas this week for the annual Consumer Electronics Show. It features companies big and small, new gadgets, new software, and new ideas, some of which will come to be, others of which never go beyond their CES booths. The show has been around for decades, and some argue its time of relevance is waning as newer events like Mobile World Congress in Barcelona promise to showcase the true bleeding edge of tech. CES officially starts Thursday, but a lot of stuff starts being showcased tomorrow for the press. Joanna Stern is personal tech columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and she is headed that way. She's here to give us a preview. Joanna, great to have you on.
Yeah, great to be here.
All right, so you're a 10-year veteran. Why do you go to this thing?
Even though now so many of the big companies are centered in Silicon Valley, they all congregate, or many of them congregate, in Vegas once a year to show off some of these huge technologies and what's coming for the next year or next couple of years. You don't have Apple there. You don't even have Microsoft there officially anymore. But you do have a lot of the companies that are going to be paving the future, and you get these great ideas of what's to come. So it's sort of like, you know, looking into a crystal ball when you're there.
Speaking of, what are you going to be watching for in the gadget world that's new this year?
There is this huge renaissance happening right now in cars and technology, and the industry just feels like it's really been stuck in the past. And now there's this real focus coming from the startups. But you've also got the traditional makers. You've got BMW holding press conferences, Hyundai, Nissan, all talking about self-driving technology, of course, but also talking about improvements to their current lineups. And so I'm just hoping that some of this stuff just finally gets better.
There's always this conversation around CES about what the biggest theme is going to be. And in the CES 2017 battle between, I don't know, virtual reality, 5G, cars, Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence, which one is going to win this year?
When you're really talking about what's going to hit it big this year, I do think artificial intelligence and voice control, these things go hand in hand. That's something that's happening now. I think a lot of people over the holiday, they got Amazon's Alexa, whether it be in an Echo or an Echo Dot in their homes. My dad this morning was talking to Alexa, trying to ask him if it knew any information about our dog. You know, funny, but but he's like warming up to talking to this microphone in the kitchen. That's a thing that's happening this year.
What is CES's biggest lie?
One of the big ones is 3D TV, right? I went to probably two or three CESs where they kept saying, this is the year 3D TV happens. This is the year glasses-free 3D TV happens. And it's like, I actually do. I have a Samsung 3D TV. I've never taken the glasses out of the box.
Yeah.
So they try to shove all these great innovations, and it's so fun to look at these beautiful screens, but you sort of are like, yeah, I don't know how many normal people care. I mean, great to for the person who loves to go to Best Buy, but I don't know.
Joanna Stern is a personal technology columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and she will be in Las Vegas with so many others this week. Joanna, thank you very much.
Great to be here.
If you are like me, you don't have a clear idea of what a nano array is, but you know what a nose is. Well, researchers at the Israel Institute of Technology recently developed a device they think could fundamentally change preventative healthcare. What is the device? Here's Dr. Morad Natlay, one of the leads on the project.
The electronic nose is an array of sensors that is sensitive to volatile chemical compounds that are found in the exhaled breath of human beings.
Yeah, you heard that right. A mechanical nose that smells your breath, which, let's be honest, it would probably be good for a machine to have that job. But it's based on an idea first documented in antiquity by Hippocrates.
Hippocrates used to tell his students to smell their patients looking for clues of diseases. Back then, they correlated between specific diseases and specific smells of the body fluids of these patients.
Well, we now actually have the technology to do this, and Natlay says the nanoparticles that this nano nose picks up from a single breath can identify 17 different diseases, including Parkinson's and lung cancer. How might this be used?
We know that the early diagnosis of diseases usually result with better clinical outcomes and survival. And this is the main vision, and this is the main point that we are aiming for in the future.
The device isn't perfect, and it's not the same as a clinical diagnosis, but someday it could be widely available to help with early disease detection. We posted more about this at facebook.com/marketplacetech. We are all trying to start off on the right foot in 2017, so time to talk tech resolutions. All week we're hearing from marketplacers, and hopefully you too, on changing or starting tech habits this year. Today, Raghu Madhavan, multimedia producer for Marketplace.
So my first one is, I want to get in touch with old friends that I might have lost touch with, whether through Facebook or LinkedIn. I mean, between those two platforms, I can literally reach out to every single person I've ever met in my entire life. And with that power, I post cat videos and talk to the same 10 people that I always do, which is fine. You know, we all drift apart. We all get busy with our lives, kids, whatever. But I personally want to maybe reach out to like a person maybe every week or month or something like that. Just like a, hey, how's it going? How's life treating you? You know, tell me something new that happened in your life. Is everything going well? So my second one, which is kind of related, but I want to go to new places and try new things. And not like, oh, I want to go to London and Paris and all these kinds of things. But like, even within the city of LA, I want to try new things and go to new places. Again, you know, with Yelp, with TripAdvisor, you can explore your city. You can explore your city in so many different ways and see things that you haven't seen before or even heard about. And instead, we all kind of stay in our same, like, 2-mile radius bubble and go to the same coffee shop, restaurant, park, whatever. So, you know, before I came in today, I looked at the top 5 things on TripAdvisor. And number 5 was this automobile museum called the Neathercut Collection. It's about 30 miles north of downtown LA. I've never heard of it. I've lived in LA for like 20 years. I've never heard of this place. So I want to check it out. But I think there is one crucial thing about checking out new places. It's you have to put the phone away when you get there. Maybe like 1 to 3 snaps, like 1 Instagram post. But really take it in. Really take time to appreciate this new experience that you're allowing yourself.
All right, what are your tech resolutions? Do you have any? We want to hear from you. Tweet us. We are at Marketplace Tech. You can comment on Facebook or call us 304-87-TECH-1. That's 304-87-TECH-1. Give us a buzz. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.